Welcome to a burning fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. There are different ways and different methods that one might use in coming to a knowledge of the Word of God, learning what the Bible has to say. For instance, over the past year on this program, we have had topical studies. That is, we've taken certain topics that we found in the Bible. We've gone through the Bible and seen what God has to say about those specific subjects. And these things can be most profitable. And we can use the concordance and the Bible dictionary to help us in our topical studies. And then there's also what is called textual studies. That is, we study a certain text of the Bible, a certain passage. It might be a part of a book or a whole one of the 66 books of the Bible. It might be that concentrate our attention upon certain words in a passage. We learn the context of the passage. And commentaries can be a great help to us in this kind of study. But we have to be careful about commentaries. As one has said, the Bible sheds a lot of light on these commentaries. But then there's a profitable study of the characters of the Bible. And there are great characters of the Bible go all the way from Adam to Noah to Abraham to Moses, or of course the life of Jesus Christ. There are so many Old Testament and New Testament heroes of God of whom we read, and they can be examples to us, and we can learn from them. And then we can pick out certain events of the Bible and study those, like the creation and the things related to it, and the flood at the time of Noah. The crossing of the Red Sea was a most momentous event, and then the captivity of Israel by the Babylonians, and of course the work and the mission and the life of Christ here upon this earth, and his crucifixion and resurrection. And then the history of the church, those things, those great events, we can learn so much by concentrating our thoughts on those events. Then one of the most profitable studies is the study of the dispensations. It is here that so many of the denominational world go astray. They fail to recognize the dispensations of which we read in the Bible. We read about the patriarchal dispensation, where God spoke to the patriarchs, and the patriarchs guided the family. And then we read of the Mosaic dispensation for the nation of Israel, when they lived under the law of Moses. Then, of course, since the time of Pentecost, all mankind has lived under the authority of Jesus Christ in that which is called the Christian age. You know, in Romans 15 and verse 4, it teaches us that the things that were written aforetime are written for our learning. We can learn and profit so much by looking at the things of the Bible of the past. We see the great principles of God in his way he dealt with mankind, and in many ways he continues to deal with mankind, just as he has down through the ages. And then, of course, there's this marvelous study of the history of ancient Israel. Now, the reason the history of ancient Israel is so important, it is because it was God's determination that through that nation would come the Messiah, the Savior of all mankind. And the Bible is the revelation of God's relationship to man, and how God saves man, and what God has done to save man, and what man must do in response to the grace and the mercy of God. And this was accomplished by and through the Old Testament nation of Israel. And when we study from Israel, we learn so many things about God and about the things concerning the coming of the Christ. Well, we're going to study in the next few weeks, the next few programs, one of the Old Testament books and a portion of the history of ancient Israel. We intend to focus our attention upon the Book of Judges. Now, the Book of Judges is a very unique book. The history of Israel from the time of Joshua all the way until the time when the people ask for a king and God gave them a king, or through Samuel. Why, we learn about the history of these people in the time of the judges. Now, when we read about the history of Israel, we're reading about types and prophecies and examples, both good and evil. As the scripture says, these are shadows, are things to come. And we see how that God governed Israel through the law of Moses. The book of Judges covers a very vital portion of the history of these people. As I said, connecting the work of Joshua to the coming of the physical kingdom and the time that Israel became weary of judges and asked for a king. In Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 34, we read that righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Now, the book of Judges certainly shows that to be true. The history of ancient Israel demonstrates the truthfulness of that statement, how that righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Now, when we study the book of Judges, we look at it from the time of the judges and not under the thinking of as we have in the Christian standards, because there was a poverty of spirituality among the people in the time of the judges. And to measure the characters of judges by Christian standards is to fail to see Israel in its proper place. Now, this was a time when there was no central government over the tribes of Israel, even though they were subject to the law of Moses. But there was political and social and religious instability during the period of the judges. Now, when God told Abraham that he would give him a land, he referred to the land of Canaan. And God intended for Israel to come to Canaan and to drive out those who inhabited that land, and to drive them out completely. God wanted all of those who formerly lived in Canaan to be eliminated. And that was God's justice against the heathen and pagan and barbarous nations of people that lived in the land at that time. And this was in fulfillment of the promises that God had made to Abraham. But the people of Israel, as they came across the Jordan under the leadership of Joshua, and as Joshua led the people in the taking of the land of Canaan, Israel failed to do what God told them to do. Now, they did defeat the enemies. They did defeat the people that lived there in the land. But they did not destroy those people as God told them to destroy them. As a result, well, we're going to see that those nations continued to be a thorn in the flesh to the people of Israel all through their history. Now, there are 21 chapters in the book of Judges, and the second chapter, there are verses there that can be properly considered almost as a summary and an overview of the entire period that's covered by the book of Judges. In Judges chapter 2, from 11 through 23, we read of the cycle in the history of this period. And this is what I mean. A judge was to be considered not as a judicial figure like we look at judges today. A judge was really a deliverer. Now, this was what happened to the people of Israel. They would enjoy prosperity in their faithful service to God. But in their prosperity, they would forget God, and they would sin. And therefore, they would fall into a period of adversity and poverty, and the enemies round about would place them in bondage, sometimes taking them out of their land, sometimes holding them as slaves in their own territory. Well, under this kind of oppression from the enemy, the people of Israel would repent of their sin, and they would turn back to God. And when they did that, God would select for them a judge, that is, a deliverer. And that deliverer would lead them to drive out the enemy that was oppressing them, and they would enjoy prosperity once again. Now, the judges themselves were not always the best kind of people, but nonetheless, it took those kind of people to accomplish what had to be accomplished in a day when there was so much religious instability. But we see from this study of this period of Judges that when Israel obeyed God, they were blessed. And when they chose to disobey God, they bore the terrible consequences of their sins. And so we're going to study this period. We're going to see how that righteousness did exalt the nation and how that sin did bring reproach upon the people. We hope that you'll have your Bibles with you as we study this book. We're going to look at each chapter. We may not consider every single verse of the book, but we're going to get the message that God had and the revelation of the history of these people. Now, the book of Judges begins in the first chapter, that after the death of Joshua, the children of Israel asked the Lord, "Who shall go up for us against the Canaanites, to fight against the Canaanites?" Well, the Lord said, "Judah shall go up." Now, of course, that was the tribe of Judah, the man Judah, the son of Jacob, who long since had been dead. But the tribe of Judah was to go up and fight. And the tribe of Simeon was also to go with him to fight against the Canaanites and the Perizzites and the others that were in the land. And they came up against a man named Adoni Bezek. Now that might have been his name, that might have been the name of the rank that he held among the people. But they defeated Adoni Bezek, and they cut off his thumbs and his great toes. Now, why did they treat him that way? Why, friend, without the thumb, they would not be able to throw their spear and shoot their arrow. And without their big toes, they would not be able to march or to flee from the Israelites. And so he really disarmed the people of Adoni Bezek. And it was what Adoni Bezek had done to people before himself, and now he was receiving what he had done to others. The children of Israel also fought against the city of Jerusalem, and they took the city of Jerusalem, and they set the city on fire. Now, even though they took the city of Jerusalem, they did not really occupy it until later, under the reign of David as king. But then we'll see the actions of a man named Caleb. Now, the Bible student will remember about Caleb. Caleb was the other spy that spied out the land with Joshua, that said that they could take the land. Joshua and Caleb were the only two that were faithful in saying they could take the land. But Caleb also call for help in taking the territory where he would leave. Well, we're going to have to stop here in the first chapter. At this particular point, we'll resume our study with Caleb and with the man that eventually becomes the first judge. We hope that you'll be wanting to study with us the book of Judges. This is A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.